together. What do you say? You want to get started?
Yeah. I think we you would have smoked that other bowl.
Yeah, actually, did I pack it? I did. Look at me thinking ahead of time. All right. Actually, we'll be right back. Okay, well, welcome everybody to episode 2
of season 2.
Of season 2. It's a 2 for 2.
Angel numbers.
Woo. Yeah, no new updates really. I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. I'm having a lot of fun adding some sound effects and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm loving the sound effects. They're like Gene with his keyboard.
I love that. That's how I feel kind of. It takes a lot longer than that, though, to find the clips and sometimes convert them and then
It's a lot of hard work, yeah. And I applaud you for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been considering possibly looking for an editor to, like, just help me out with the load a little. So if you listen to us and you like to edit audio, hit me up.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah, you can email us stuff. Hit us up on Instagram or something. That would be really cool. And if not, I will find one elsewhere. But otherwise, I don't think there's really any new updates. Oh, let's just take a gander at our listens.
Oh yeah, please do.
Why not? Let's just take a little live look.
Instagram liked my pink tree.
Oh yeah, the Gorgina tree.
It's the tree of my dreams, actually.
8:48. Woo! Woo! So, no new updates. Anything you'd like to say to the people before we begin?
No.
Okay.
I have nothing to say to you guys. Sorry.
Whoa. Why do I feel like that was angry?
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
I promise.
I whipped out one of my old files last night at the little wine and cheese night that we had, because one of the people in the group that we were hanging out with don't know that Princess Diana was murdered.
What?
They were like, she was murdered? And we're like, yeah. Like, and my friend HG was like, well, she died in a car accident, but like, it was planned. Like,
yeah. I mean, somebody was at fault for chasing her to the extreme that the car flips. Yeah. Know?
So today, we're just going to jump right in if you can't tell. today, I'm going to be covering the disappearance of Gene Spangler.
Don't think I've heard of him.
Yay.
It's funny woman. That I brought up Gene, though.
Oh, yeah. This is a woman. It's spelled J-E-A-N. Jean?
No, I think that's Jean.
Jean. Okay. On October 7th, 1949, Jean Spangler left her house for the day. She kissed her son. She was an aspiring actress.
Good for her.
And she was going to meet her ex-husband to talk about the child support payment that he owed. So she left the house to go meet with him, and she left and then was never seen again. So dun, that's dun, suspicious. Dun. Yeah, and the last person to have seen her alive was a clerk in
a gas a store station? Maybe I
it
have
just
heard
says local store.
I think I have heard this story before.
Whack.
But I, no, but I don't, I'm fuzzy on the details. So I need you to
clarify. You gotta give me the details.
Yeah.
The last person to see her alive was a clerk in a local store near her home. So it doesn't say if it was a gas station or what. It just says it was a local store. She stood outside and the clerk said it looked like she was waiting for someone to pick her up. And when Jean never returned home, Spangler's sister-in-law, Sophie, filed a police report the very next day. The investigation immediately turned to her ex-husband.
Right.
Because why would it not? his name was Dexter Benner.
That's a bad name.
Sorry the people I cover don't have good enough names for you, Sabrina.
Well, I just think if you have a bad name, you might be predisposed to crime.
I wonder if that's a theory, actually.
It is. It's my theory.
Well, I mean, I wonder if that's something else that somebody's thought of. It is. It's mine.
Who? Actual scientists?
They don't give a fuck about this.
They're not studying the important stuff.
Anyway, so the two of them had an acrimonious divorce and like a ruthless custody battle over their daughter, Christine. But Dexter, who by that time had remarried, claimed to have been at home that evening with his wife, Lynn.
Wait, so do they have a son or a daughter?
A daughter. Both? Did I say son?
At the beginning, you said she kissed her son.
Oh, I misread. I wrote daughter. I don't know why I said son. That's my bad, guys. yeah, he said he didn't know anything about a meeting and hadn't spoken to her in nearly 2 years.
Whoa.
So police found her purse on October 9th near the Ferndale entrance to Griffith Park.
Okay, it is the one I was thinking of then.
God damn it. who told you? Where did you hear it from?
Another podcast. I'm sorry.
We're stopping right now. No, I'm just
it
kidding.
It meant nothing to me.
It meant nothing to me. So both of the straps to her purse were torn as if the bag had been ripped from her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... Can you get out of the way, please? Actually, please.
Come here, Bean. Come here. Bean,
you can lay right there. Just lay right there. She's such a brat. Anyway, there was no money in the purse. But there was a strange handwritten note. And it read...
What's the note say?
It read, Kirk, can't wait any longer. Going to see Dr. Scott. It will work best this way while mother is away. The note ended in a comma. Almost as if she meant... Or whoever wrote it meant to write more and didn't finish. Though the Los Angeles police swept Griffith Park, no other evidence was uncovered. The content of the note led investigators to believe that maybe she was pregnant and planned to get an abortion, hence the mention of going to a doctor. When questioned, Jean's friends corroborated that she was, in fact, 3 months pregnant and planning on getting an abortion. But nobody knew who, like, Kirk was, like, who was addressed in the letter. Like, nobody knows who that was. And at the time of her disappearance, Jean was working as an extra on the set of a new Kirk Douglas movie.
Mm. So is she having a thing with Mr. Douglas?
Maybe.
Is he the father?
Is he the father?
The father of that child? Well, it clearly isn't the husband, because he hasn't seen her in 2 years.
And he has a new wife named Lynn instead of Jean. She was working on the set of that movie, and it was called Young Man with a Horn. And when questioned by the police, Kirk said he had heard Jean's name, but didn't know her personally. It's so interesting that all these men who have been close to her don't know where she is. I don't know her. Yeah. Or I haven't talked to her. Or
her? The one who wrote me a handwritten note?
No. I don't know who. I didn't say anything about a handwritten note. What was that? You did? I thought you did. I remember you saying that. Apparently, that was enough for the police, and they dropped him as a suspect.
Oh,
they were like, oh, you didn't know? Yeah, okay, that's fine. Whatever.
To be a rich white man.
Yeah. But suspicions were raised. What if Tracy and Douglas had been having an affair? Or Tracy and Kirk? Jean, sorry. I don't know why I said Tracy.
I was really trying to figure out who Tracy was.
I don't know why my brain keeps pulling out the wrong things. Yeah, so what if Jean and Kirk had been having an affair?
Mm-hmm.
Could Jean have been pregnant with Kirk's child?
But she can't have that. She's an actress.
She's in her prime. The plot thickened when police discovered that Jean had been seen around town with a man named Davy O'Gull.
Ooh.
A notorious associate of mobster Mickey Cohen.
Oh.
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 She ain't in with a mob.
That's how she's getting these roles.
Sold her soul to the devil.
I know a guy.
Davy had disappeared without a trace about 2 days after Jean vanished.
Well, that's not a good sign.
And the police spoke to someone in El Paso, Texas, who said he'd spotted Davy with a woman who matched Jean's description. But yeah, so Tracy, or Jean's, I don't know why I keep wanting to call her Tracy. I don't even know a Tracy. Jean's family dismissed that theory and said, I'm sure she would have communicated with us if she is alive and free.
Unless she was being coerced.
Or unless she just didn't like her family. That's always a possibility too, you know. Her mother, Florence, said that. She was like, I'm sure she would have communicated. And nobody can tell me that she would have left her baby unless she was forced to do so. She loved her too much. So, very suspicious. Back in Los Angeles, the police department circulated pictures of Jean for years. Gossip columnist? Is that how you would say it?
Yeah.
Okay. Gossip columnist Luella Parsons even offered a $1,000 reward for any information on the investigation. The case went cold. And Jean is still listed as a missing person, which is crazy. And every once in a blue moon, the LA Police Department receives calls that she's been seen so far in California, Phoenix, Arizona, and New Mexico. For Jean's family, however, the nightmare continues because after her disappearance, the custody of Christine was transferred back to her father, who refused to let her grandmother see her. So she lost her daughter and her grandchild.
Wow.
When the judge granted Florence visitation rights, Benner fled the state, taking Christine with him, and they were never seen again.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if the husband paid that mob guy to take her away, kidnap her, get rid of her so that he could have custody.
Kid. Yeah. Damn, that's a really good theory, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she would have left
her kid. Yeah. I couldn't find any tea on the relationship with the mom. Mm. So.
These beans are Tell me all about it.
It's Beans podcast now.
She has a lot to say.
She's growling because her sister is on my lap. Hey.
Either that or she's telling us a story that we're not ready to hear. Popcorn looks so mad.
Can you guys please get along? Like, what is the matter? She's just laying here.
The girls are fighting.
Anyway, so that was the story of Jean Spangler and her disappearance. It's kind of short, sorry, but...
No, that's okay.
I thought it was intriguing.
It is intriguing.
I'm kind of mad that you heard about it from somebody else.
But like, you filled in the gaps for me.
But yeah, that was my story.
Now, should we take a quick little schmuckety break?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. We'll be right back. What's your favorite bagel combo?
That's a really hard question.
What's one of them?
I love me a good bagel. I think it's got to have a little sweet, a little spicy. That's why I like the sriracha honey.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely has to have bacon.
Mm.
I mean, I think I'm just describing what I just ate. What about you?
I honestly love it pretty easy. Just a really good everything bagel and a shit ton of veggie cream cheese.
Mm.
Like, that's my absolute favorite combo for a bagel. Keep it simple and sweet.
That does sound good.
It's one of my favorite things to just have.
One time I was at Brugger's and one of the guys that was working there was like, have you ever tried a cinnamon bagel with jalapeno cream cheese? And I was like, no, I haven't. And he gave me a sample. I'm not going to lie, it was bitch and it was so good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. But then again, you know, it's the sweet spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits.
Mm-hmm. I love to take hot Cheetos and eat them with cream cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll just get like a little thing of like veggie or plain cream cheese and then just dip the chip in, basically.
That sounds really good.
It's really good.
I've done that with like just like kettle cooked potato chips.
Mm. I've done that with veggie cream cheese and kettle cooked potato chips. Very yummy.
Very yummy.
I love being a stoner.
I know,
right? We come up with such good food ideas.
I got bagel chips at Dollar Tree too. I ate a lot of those last night.
The only bagel chips I've had are the Trader Joe's bagel chips. I don't really like them. Mm. They were the everything bagels. Oh, they had like potato chips that were everything bagel flavored.
Oh, no.
You're thinking of like actual, I love the bagel chips.
Yeah, like little dehydrated bagel.
Love the bagel chips.
Mm-hmm. You good?
Yeah.
Okay. So my hint for Raina this week was the murder of a famous person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any guesses?
I mean, that's why I asked you when you gave me that hint if it was a cunty actress, because mm-hmm. then I would have had some guesses. But you said it was probably not somebody I would know. So, is it an older star or?
Yeah. This is
like
this
black and white older or?
No, this happened in like the 90s.
Hmm. The 90s. The only actors I can think of from the 90s are like iconic ones.
Well, it's a musician. Does that help?
Hmm. A musician. I got no guesses.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. Because I'll just tell you.
Okay.
His name is Chalino Sanchez.
Oh, it's a he. I was trying to think of women. I didn't even think of the possibility of men for some reason.
Reyna's so gay that they didn't even remember that men exist.
Yeah.
So, Rosalino Sanchez, Rosalina Sanchez Felix.
Mm-hmm.
He went by Chalino because Rosalino is kind of girly. Was born on a ranch in Sinaloa, Mexico, called Las Flechas, which means the arrows, on August 30th, 1960. His family was very poor, and he and his sister worked really hard on the farm on the family ranch, although he always wanted to be a singer.
Oh.
In 1975, when Chalino was 15, his sister Juana was raped. And then 2 years later, when he was 17, he saw her rapist at a party and shot him and killed him.
Good for him.
I know, right?
Hell yeah.
Before fleeing to Tijuana with just his gun and a Jesus Malverde chain.
Hell yeah. What a fucking G, dude.
What a G. And if you don't know who Jesus Malverde is, he's like a Mexican folk hero, very like Robin Hood-esque figure, steal from the rich, give to the poor.
Yeah.
And so a lot of like bandits, smugglers, he's almost like their patron saint. So, you know, keep those themes with you gotcha. As we continue. Okay. In Tijuana, he worked as a coyote smuggling people across the border. And then after about a year, he himself crossed over to the U.S. He went to Oregon before moving down the coast to L.A. and living with some family members, doing odd jobs, selling small amounts of, like, coke and weed, and helping his brother Armando smuggle immigrants.
Hell yeah.
In 1984, he married Marisela Vallejos, and in the same year, his brother Armando was shot and killed in a Tijuana hotel. So this inspired his first ballad or corrido, and he became known as El Rey de Corridos, the King of Ballads, or these kind of like soulful, like kind of sad songs.
Can we find one?
Yeah, I want to hear absolutely.
One. Let me see. Do you think it's on Spotify?
Probably.
How do you spell it?
Chalino.
Oh, he's a cutie.
He is very cute. He's a rugged, like, cowboy.
Yeah, he's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh! It hits you right in the heart, doesn't it?
Okay, I'm going to have to cut most of that because of copyright, but that was beautiful.
Right? We're swaying along. Mm-hmm. I dig it. Chalino spent some time in prison where he would listen to inmate stories and write songs.
Aww.
And in exchange, people would give him guns and other presents and favors.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? When he got out, he was recommended to go to San Angel Record Studio, where he recorded his first cassette of 15 songs in 1989.
Hell yeah.
Chalino sold cassettes out of his trunk and at businesses around South Central LA. He and another Mexican immigrant named Pedro Rivera used Rivera's recording studio to record some of his songs for cheap. The studio was called the Cintas Acuario, and Pedro is actually the father of Jenny Rivera.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I know, right? So, all of Chalino's songs kind of had this Corrido Prohibido kind of vibe to it. So, he sang a lot about drug smugglers, murderers, these kind of like macho valiente figures, outlaws. And although his songs couldn't be played on the radio, it became a huge part of like the Latino culture in LA.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like, you know, this folksy hero.
Yeah.
On January 25th, 1992, Chalino was playing at a nightclub called Plaza Los Arcos in the desert city of Coachella, which I didn't realize that Coachella is named for the city it's in.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So he was in Coachella, but not at Coachella.
Yeah.
He was taking song requests from the audience of around 400 people when a man named Eduardo Gallegos requested El Gallo de Sinaloa, the chicken of the rooster of Sinaloa, right before midnight. Gallegos was drunk and on heroin, and after the song ended, he jumped on stage pointing his 25 caliber pistol at Chalino.
Oh my god.
So Chalino pulls out his 10 millimeter pistol out of his waistband because he's a motherfucking G, and they start shooting.
Oh my god.
Gallegos hit Chalino twice in the chest near his armpit and like struck a lung. And he also hit the accordionist Nacho Hernandez in the thigh. Chalino shot but missed and hit a 20-year-old named Claudio Carranza in the main artery of his thigh, and he was pronounced dead at JFK Memorial Hospital.
Oh, my God.
9 to 15 more shots were fired. injuring 7 more people before Gallegos was wrestled to the floor by a bystander and shot in the face with his own pistol.
Oh my God.
Both Gallegos and Chelino were in critical care at Desert Regional Hospital, and they both survived.
Whoa.
Gallegos was charged with attempted murder and sentenced to 20 years to life, and Chelino didn't get into any trouble because it was self-defense, yeah. And like a whole room full of 400 people saw that. Yeah. And after, like, the American news and Mexican news were, like, reporting on this, he started selling way more copies and even got one of his non-narco songs on the radio.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. On May 15th, 1992, 4 months after the Coachella incident, Chelino was playing a show at the Salon Bugambirias in Culiacan, Mexico, which is in his home state of Sinaloa, when someone handed him a note from the crowd. It's believed that this was a death threat, although it's never been verified.
Whoa.
There's actually a video of Chelino reading the note before crumpling it up and singing the song Alma Enamorada. After midnight, Chelino drove from the club with 2 of his brothers, his cousin, and some young women. On their way back, they were pulled over by a group of armed men in black Chevy Suburbans with state police ID cards. They said their commander wanted to speak to Chelino, so he went with the men because he didn't want anybody else to get hurt. At 6 a.m., Chelino's body was found by 2 farmers in an irrigation canal in Culiacan. He was blindfolded, and his wrists and ankles had rope marks, and he had been shot in the back of the head 2.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. He and Marisela had 2 children, Adan and Cynthia. Adan followed his father's footsteps and was also a Mexican folk singer.
Hell yeah.
But he died in 2004 in a car accident.
Oh no.
It's rumored that a cartel ordered the hit on Chelino in revenge, either for the man he had killed in Tijuana, or for some of the songs he was singing and, like, writing about their businesses. But nobody has ever been charged in Chelino's murder.
Oh my God.
Right?
That sucks.
Do you want to watch the video?
Yes.
Okay. I saw the video, and that's what made me want to write about or, like, talk about him.
Oh, my God.
Because it is chilling.
Aww. Oh, my God. That made him nervous.
Yeah, you can see, like, visibly, he's, like, taken aback.
Yeah. Oh my God. That makes me so sad.
I know.
I mean, like, I know he was a criminal, but, like...
but a sexy criminal.
and he was kind of a criminal for, like, the right reasons.
Yeah. Like... and then, we know Jenny Rivera died in a plane accident.
Jesus.
Which is crazy, because there was just a plane accident where we live today.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Very crazy.
Was it just, like, a commercial plane?
I think so.
That's so weird.
Yeah, they were, like, radioing that they, like, needed help and needed to land, but then they didn't quite make it to the airport.
Damn. Well, geez Louise. I realized I say that a lot. I don't know when I started picking that up.
It is a very, like, old white person thing to say.
No! I don't know what made me start saying it. I think it just randomly started. Because I don't think I know anybody who says Jeez Louise either. So it's not like I picked it up from someone. My brain was just like, that's good. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
We have some witch stuff for you guys today. We decided in season 2 we're going to kind of combine herb medicine and spells together so that we can bring you guys some more readings.
Because we really like doing that.
Yeah, selfishly because we like doing it and I kind of want to do it more. So,
for sure.
We're going to do it more.
So today we're going to be doing a Yule ball.
Yum.
It's not something you eat.
I know.
But as we know, it is almost the winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
In what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah, from when this is posted, probably like a week.
Okay. And so to celebrate, here's something you can do. So witches' balls are like those clear, like fillable Christmas ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just like take the top off. They're like really cheap.
Yeah, you can get them at the dollar store.
Yeah. And so we're going to be doing a protective one.
Yay.
To protect you during this time when it's super cold and chilly.
And sad.
And sad. You know, if you're like me and you need some vitamin D in your life to be a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put some protective herbs, some crystals, and then some paper to write our manifestations down.
Yay.
And then once you get all that, you know, open up the witch's ball, cleanse it out real good with your incense.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever you prefer.
Yeah, whatever you do. Some herbs that you can add to this are rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely add some salt. Salt is good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pine from the tree, perhaps.
Cute.
Spruce. Cinnamon. Rue. Can do some rose thorns.
Cute.
And then some protective crystals are tiger's eye, black tourmaline, and obsidian. I like to wear those every day.
Cute.
And then you can write your intention down on your paper. I am safe, protected, healthy, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Roll it up towards you. Stick it in there. Stick in your little cinnamon stick. And then put the cap back on. Tie it up.
Hang it on your tree.
Hang it on your tree. Hang it by your front door. Hang it on your windshield. Cute. Whatever you want to do to, you know, have that protective energy around you.
And even if you don't do it for the winter solstice, you can still go get the materials. And then, like Sabrina said, put it in your car. Like, you'll always have a protective orb in your car to help when you're driving.
And, you know, I don't like to have loose stones in my car.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you ever get into an accident, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in a contained little ball, I think, would be fine.
Yeah. And they're usually, the ones at the dollar store are plastic. Yeah. So it's not like it's going to
hurt.
Yeah. Right. Cute. I love that.
Yeah. So as you're decorating your trees, think about adding. And you can do whatever kind of little, like, spell jar you want.
Yeah.
In a witch's ball.
Cute.
You can give them to friends. Ooh, for little presents. That's super cute.
That is super cute. I love that. Well, that was episode 2, guys. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to regular scheduled things. And I don't know what else to say.
Next week we'll have some really fun stuff.
Yes, next week is really exciting. It's going to be a really fun episode.
Raina's going to be live tattooing me.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go to Olive Garden.
Hell yeah.
And then we're going to exchange gifts.
Yes.
And yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And I'm going to get a really cool witchy tattoo.
Yay.
So it'll be fun.
Yay. All right. Well, if you guys, you know the drill, have any questions, comments, corrections, concerns, suggestions, you just want to say hi, you want to tell us how much you hate us.
That's cool, too.
Yeah. You could email us for that at greenwichcottagepod@gmail.com. And if you want to see pictures of our super cute, or Sabrina's super cute Christmas tree.
It's everyone's. Hey, Herb.
Hi, Herb.
Hey, Herby girl.
Sabrina's super cute Christmas tree. Get little, like, clippies and stuff ahead of time, or even just highlights of an episode that you've already listened to. Whatever. You can follow us on Instagram on GWC Podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So,
we've got stuff to do.
Yeah, you know.
Raina's going to go skating while there's still daylight.
Yeah. And it's like kind of warm out today.
Yeah.
Warmer than it has been, at least.
So go smoke a bowl and take a lap if it's nice out for you, too.
Yeah. Go chill outside for a second. Take your dog on an extra long walk.
Yeah. Get some vitamin D.
Yeah.
And until then, light up.
And look out.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.